We know how the school year has been going with distance learning and all that. What about the school board meeting? School board has still got to meet on a regular basis. How are those meetings going?
You know, I think we're adjusting to seeing each other in little boxes on Zoom and in making that happen. And what we've been doing in Port Huron is airing those meetings live on EBW-TV with an opportunity for citizens to call in. We still have to have that public participation portion of our meetings to comply with the Open Meetings Act. And we've not had anyone call in yet, but we've certainly made the numbers available and the opportunity available. And I think our board now has two of them under our belts. We'll be honest, we're hopeful to get back to face-to-face meetings soon. But if we have to continue for a while, I think we'll be okay.
What does the 2020-2021 school year look like right now?
Yeah, that is really the complex question for all schools in Michigan, really in our nation, to face. But, you know, I think for us, there's two major pieces that we're working through and planning aggressively for. What is learning going to look like in the fall? How will school come back online and be in session? And really then the budget pieces. So I'll address the learning piece a little bit. We have officially determined our first day back with students in the Port Huron schools will be August 24th. We really believe it's important to get our students back into school, into routine, and really do some review. We've done the online learning plan. We've seen really about 70% of our students engaging consistently in that across the board, which is a good number, but I'm still concerned about those students who've not been able to. Getting our kids back and with our teachers is a priority for us. So we're setting that date of August 24th as our first day of the year. I think other districts are going to be looking at pre-Labor Day starts this year as well. Certainly the governor has allowed that to take place and even has allowed for instruction to start really as soon as July if some districts want to go that route. But for us, August 24th makes sense, and we're looking at multiple plans, Paul. We're looking at a plan that would put kids back into school, you know, face-to-face in a very traditional fashion with some health precautions, of course, in place. We're also looking at a hybrid model where we have part of our kids on campus on a daily basis and part of them still learning virtually. And then certainly we're preparing for a 100% virtual model if we're not able to get back in. What we would do is build upon the model we have now, enhance it, improve it. We've received a lot of feedback on how it's going, and be ready to go with a 100% virtual model as well. And really, we think that we want to have a blend going forward of all three of those models, because for some students, they may prefer one over the other.
Yeah, got to be flexible. It would be nice if you knew at some point what it was going to look like, but it may very well be well into the summer before you know which of those plans are going to be most feasible.
Very true. You know, there's a county task force that's been formed to study this issue that we're a part of with the other school districts in the county. Governor Whitmer just announced a council that she's putting together with people from across the state to kind of guide some of this decision making, and we really, you know, we're planning in Port Huron to be ready to go with, you know, a variety of plans by the end of July, ready to roll, and then we'll just have to see how that aligns and works parallel with what's coming from the Michigan Department of Ed and certainly from our governor. So that's a challenge for us, and we, you know, certainly budgets are, you know, on everybody's mind. You know, budgets at the federal level, certainly budgets at the state level. Certainly, obviously, this pandemic has created significant issues for everyone's finances, and certainly our governmental entities are not exempt from that. Ultimately, for us in the schools, we honestly are hearing different news, you know, by the day. We've been told to brace for significant reductions this year and next year. We've also heard now it might be more of a prorated reduction for the current year we're in, and then we're hearing again changing news that it could be more significant for the 21-22 school year. So really, I think we are working with best projections that we have. Something yesterday that came out was the Senate Majority Leader Shirky did come out with a bold statement, in our opinion, you know, being a public education entity, and that he really believes public schools should be held harmless and there should not be budget reductions. So now we have a bipartisan stance in Lansing that's really asking the federal government to come in and, you know, offset and backfill some of the significant deficit. So for a school district, you know, we are looking then at multiple plans. Of course, we have to adopt our budget, our initial budget for the new fiscal year that starts July 1 for us. Our board will adopt something in June. Of course, the state budget starts in October. So it creates a, you know, a real challenge for us at the local level, but we will have multiple budget proposals for our board to consider, and then we'll have to see how the state, you know, comes in alignment and where we end up. But certainly going to be a complex time for budgeting over the next several years.
Absolutely. And as you look at staffing for the next school year, any major changes expected?
You know, for us, we are looking at any way we can trim costs. But, you know, as far as our staffing goes, you know, 86% of our costs in the school district are people costs. And so when we start to look at where do you make reductions, it's really impossible to miss people and not impact people. But I think that we are going to try to move into the new school year with as many of our current positions in place as possible. I think we'll see some reductions, but we don't have intentions of making teacher reductions at this time. You know, we've already run pretty lean with our staffing. Still really trying to recover even from reductions that have been made in public ed back in, you know, 2011, 2012. So we've already been running pretty lean with our staffing. And of course, you know, the way we're approaching it is our reductions need to be made away from those who have the largest direct impact on students as possible. And so one of our guiding principles as we move forward will be, where do we make those reductions as far away from students and those who'd have that biggest impact? And it gets to be really tough. I think at some point we're going to have to talk about positions that are essential and critical versus positions that are very important. And again, we are prepared to have that discussion. Hopeful, you know, that we don't have to do too much of that. But as far as the upcoming year, all of our teaching staff will remain intact. And certainly most of the positions that directly are working with kids daily will certainly still be there.
You know, Jamie, this is the time of year when we should be talking about graduation and, you know, your message to all those graduating seniors. We talked earlier this morning with the Northern student that's organized a car parade from PH to Northern on Friday. I just think that's a fantastic idea. It doesn't equal a commencement ceremony, but it is a nice way for the community to show some support, hopefully from a safe distance on Friday afternoon.
Yeah, that's awesome that our students have taken that upon themselves. You know, that is not an official district initiative, but we support it. And we're glad that our students are looking to do something of that nature. I've met with student leaders from both of our high schools and just given them a chance to talk to me directly as their superintendent about what would they like to see. And I think the overwhelming message from our seniors is they want to celebrate together, face-to-face, at some point in time. And they're not even worried about whether it's in August. Some of them even said, hey, if we have to wait till Thanksgiving break and come home from college to do that, it's that important to us. So we are going to do something for commencement face-to-face at some point. It certainly might, you know, look different, and it obviously will be done with a lot of precaution. But I think the parade that's being organized is a great thing for our kids. And then, you know, from an official school district standpoint, we will do something. It's a matter of when. We did our senior assemblies. We just finished filming those. Those will go out later this week for public to view. So we did those virtually. But as far as commencement is concerned, we've heard loud and clear from our graduating seniors. They want that to be, you know, in person, and they want some type of a send-off that's personal and meaningful. And so we're going to work to honor that. It's just really, Paul, again, a matter of when can we get to it.
That is the big question. We'll see. Jamie, always appreciate your time. Thank you so much for joining us, and we'll talk again real soon.
Sounds good, Paul. Take care. Have a good
Take
week.
Care. All right, you too. Bye-bye. 1380 WPHM in Port Huron. Jamie Kane, the superintendent of the Port Huron Area School District. Yeah, we should be talking about all the details about when graduation is going to be, what the message is for graduating seniors, but it's all different this year. But you just heard the superintendent say they are committed to having some kind of graduation ceremony at some point in the future. But we had a nice conversation earlier this morning with a student from Northern, Alexis, who is organizing that car parade from Port Huron High to Port Huron Northern. It'll go through downtown on Friday afternoon, starting at about 3 o'clock. And give you just a heads up, if nothing else, if you see a lot of cars and hear a lot of honking, see people waving, that's what it is. It's that graduation car parade on Friday afternoon.